Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to your service, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just talking to Brother Burton, and I had the thought, because his father's name is Lonnie as well, and he confirmed with me that we actually support his dad for $50 a month. We don't have Brother Sister Burton Jr. As a partner mission, so we want to take them on. So again, pray about that today, and tonight we'll be taking an offering. You can slip that note in. We want to take them on as a partner and be a part of the work in Venezuela, even in a greater way. We want him to come and minister to us at this time.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And thank you already for supporting my parents and for the work in Venezuela. You have been part of that revival. So give yourself a hand clap right now. And I did talk to my mom last night, and she sends greetings to each and every one of you, and also thanking this church. And it just slipped my mind after I start announcing all, but I'm about me now too, and I'm the better looking one too, and I'm the younger one, and I'm the skinnier one. No, just kidding. And probably not the smarter one. Actually, I've learned a lot on the mission field because of my father, and just because he learned some things from his father. When you go out in the really remote areas and you go there, you don't drink the water because you never know what it is. And one time I arrived with my father, and we arrived very tired, and my dad, of course, he wanted to use the restroom first, and I said, well, you go first, you know, I wait here. And the pastor's wife came out with two glasses, and it was kind of like a brownish color, and I just thought there's a fruit called tamarindo. And tamarind, and it's kind of like this, it's brown, literally. And so I start tasting it, the water. It's a good time to drink water, see? And it just tasted like lemon instead, lemonade. I'm like, well, this is weird. But I had about halfway the glass, and when I came out, or my dad came out of the bathroom, he looks at me, goes, what are you drinking? I said, I think it's tamarindo. I said, he looked at me, goes, no. He says, you stop drinking that. That's dirty water from the river with lemon to cure any bacteria. But you don't want to drink that because tonight you probably won't be feeling good. And let me tell you, I didn't feel too good that night. And I will just leave it to your imagination there. So thank you for supporting the work of Venezuela. Our goal is by 2015 have over 2,000 churches. We've been recognized by the country of Venezuela through the presidential through the government. My grandfather was condecorated with the second highest honor that a civilian man can receive in the country of Venezuela, given by the president at that time, Carlos Andres Perez, in 1992. He dedicated 30 years of missionary work in Venezuela, 6 years as regional field supervisor, and then went for 4 years to the country of Uruguay that needed a missionary at that time. And, of course, due to health, he had to come back and retired in Cincinnati, Ohio, where he passed away on last deputation. On my last service, I finished running away from Hurricane Ike's and from Beaumont, Texas. Everything was canceled. My last two service was never performed, and I had a good closing, but I didn't have that way to do that. I guess because of the hurricane, I arrived. My grandfather was sick in bed already, in coma, and he had a tumor behind his heart that just shut him up and pretty much had a go to meet the Lord. But I thank the Lord, he dedicated his life. My dad now is almost 40 years in missionary work, and I thank the Lord because of his knowledge and the way he's been doing things. We have had a continual revival, so we thank you for that. I want you to stand right now and open your Bibles in the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 16, and I really just want to preach in the next couple of minutes on a thought that I've been having for the last couple of days, and this is not normally what I've been doing, so I try to keep it pretty fresh, and I try to keep it good, and I just felt in the Lord to do this morning. As a matter of fact, I could not even think of the title, because normally I preach this in Spanish, and so but it might happen today. So if I just start going in Spanish and you don't understand, just figure it is Spanish, or I'm speaking in other tongues, one of them too. And you just start worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. It says in verse 24, it says, and Jesus said, all right, and Jesus said unto them, I'm lost now here. Okay. And Jesus said unto disciples, if any man will come before me, let him deny himself and take his cross and follow me. For whatsoever will save his life shall lose it. And whatsoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what should it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, speak to me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to preach right now, Lord, in the next couple of minutes, Lord, anoint me, use my mouth. But Lord, open up every heart, open up every ear right now to hear your word, Lord, today. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to move upon us right now. Use us in a mighty way, Lord. I believe it's going to be a greater revival than ever before right here in Madison, Lord, right here in America. In the name of Jesus, I'm believing in you. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, there is power. Power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated, and we do have some bookmarkers in the back, and we're not charging nothing, but we are asking that if you take one, please consider us taking us as a partner in prayer, and you pray for us on a daily basis. Don't throw it away. We want you to be reminded of us and the work in Venezuela. Hallelujah. I wanna follow Jesus. I don't know about you, but I wanna follow Jesus. We have a world that's been going, and it's going in circles every day. And we know this world has a lot of prosperity. We live in a world where it's different than the 1940s and 50s and 60s and 80s and 90s. And now we're in 2013, and we live in a fast-paced world. We're living in a generation that's all about the fame and the money, the riches, and have everything to their hand. And just technology has been advanced. I'm amazed that on this deputation has made so much easier for communicating with regional directors or your regional field supervisor, or connecting with pastors, and you have the iPhones and different technology where you can get all your emails, and I hardly ever boot up my computer anymore. You get all this technology and all this stuff, and before you know, you get an email from headquarters, you know, about the conference, what time you gotta be there, set up your table, and this and that, and you just get it in a instant right there on your phone. And yes, I love technology. I amazed when I get back into United States is the first couple of days, my eyes are to every vehicle I see. Wow, we don't have that in Venezuela. Wow, look at that. Wow, look at that. We've been getting the last couple of years some Chinese cars, and let me tell you, they're not pretty. They're very small. I can pretty much hug them myself, and that's the whole vehicle. And even though our gas is pretty much given to us in Venezuela, we're the cheapest in the world, we don't really need little cars. We actually need the big SUVs if we can get them, the big Suburbans or the big, Escalades or anything like that, Explorer like I had as a Streets for Christ vehicle. And I thank the youth for their dedication for that. But we live in a fast world, and yet our minds get distracted. Our lives get involved in going to work and doing this and getting money and paying our home, paying our cars, and all this. This is part of our life, yes. But sometimes we forget about the main reason that our life is really supposed to be. It's to dedicate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a time to serve Him with all our heart, with all our mind, and with everything that is within us. Hallelujah. Jesus was telling His disciples, yes, you need to follow me. Yes, you need to surrender your will to me. If you want to follow me, you're going to take up that cross every day. And yes, our cross sometimes is a little bit heavy. And yes, sometimes our cross is very hard to carry and bear with it. But we got to pick it up, and we got to keep on praying. And we got to say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day I'm going to decide I'm going to have a revival. This is the day that I'm going to have a healing. This is the day that you're going to speak to my life. But yet we have many people, and I got friends today that are not in church because they decided to follow the other path. They decided to go and start seeking for fame and fortune and try to see, oh, I have a good career. But yet their life are in a misery because they're not following Jesus. And I'm here to tell to somebody here today, oh, leave everything but follow Jesus. It's everything that you can have today. It's just best thing to have is to follow Jesus. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? I always think he was a fool. You can have all the money. You can have all the houses. You can have all the cars. You can have all the boat. You can have everything around you, but you don't have Jesus. You have nothing today. Oh, your best thing to have today is the presence of God in our life. The presence of the almighty, powerful God. Oh, that died on the cross of Calvary, surrendered his life. Oh, he shed that blood for you and me. He didn't care what our last name was. He didn't care really what country we were born. He really doesn't care what you really have today. The only thing he really cares is that you come to an altar and surrender to the will of God and say, Lord, to this day forth, I'm going to serve you to the end of time. A su nombre sea la gloria. Oh, I love, hallelujah, to find people that have decided to follow Jesus with everything they have. Oh, but some people only come to church just to be part of a social network. I've met many people, oh, I go to a church. Yes, but they only go there just to be part of a social network. But I come beyond that. I've come to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've come to find my master. I come every Sunday. I come every Sunday night. I come every Wednesday or any time there's a service. I come submitted to the will of God, saying, Lord, not my will, but thy will, Lord. Oh, take me out. Forgive me, Lord, one more time. I want to do more for the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, let me follow you until the end of time. But we live in a generation that's all about having the stuff. If you drive a Mercedes Benz, that means that you have had a very good career and you have made it. If you drive a BMW or you drive certain vehicles, it's just a standard of life saying, I made it to a different tap. I made it to a different level than some of the other people that are driving a Chevy and probably a Ford or a Chrysler or a Dodge. And it's just trying to show, hey, we made it up. And you can go to different neighborhoods and you can see the different houses. And we might not all live in them nice houses, but let me tell you, God is not all about that. The only thing he wants to know is about your heart, that you surrender to the will of God and say, Lord, not my will, but I'm going to submit to my will, to thy will. Lord, I want to follow you, whatever it takes, whatever cost it takes, I'm going to follow you. Yes, sometimes there is consequences. Yes, our cross will be heavy every day, but we got to keep pressing forward and keep saying, God, I'm going to make it until the end. I believe we need to have a greater revival in America. I've been traveling in the last couple of 6 months. We've been traveling on the road and we have seen people get the Holy Ghost for the first time. And I thank the Lord for that. I think the count now is over 30 plus people getting the Holy Ghost. It might not be that I'm the evangelist of that night. No, sometimes it's been orientated to a normal missionary service. But in the missionary services, somebody has walked in saying, I need God in my life. I'm sick and tired of living in this world. I'm sick and tired of all the other stuff that are going around. I need something that's going to keep me up. I need something that's going to keep me motivated. I need something to really get me all enthused about serving something. And they start serving God. And let me tell you, you can't go wrong serving God. Some people decide, I'm going to save my life. I'm going to try to protect my life. And we have different people and around the world that are trying to plan. There's coming an end time. And there is coming an end time. We have so many things. The media, of course, is playing a big part of that. And everything has to gear it up about aliens and this and that. And we're going to do this and that. And you read the newspaper and all this. I'll get once in a while the USA Today at the hotels. And they have some article and the life and part. And then you start reading up on it. And, you know, different things. We found this. And try to probably get us afraid and also say, wow, there is aliens or this and that. And, oh, we need to prepare. We need to save ourselves. We need to start making a shed or we need to make something underground. And people that are going to try to save their lives says they're going to lose it anyhow. But somebody that wants to lose themselves in the kingdom of God, hallelujah, will have a reward greater than anything. Oh, because when you serve God, when you serve him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with everything that is within you, God has a mansion up in heaven. God has the eternal life for you. God has something great for your life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I believe it's time for an awakening. I believe it's a time for a revival. But we need to follow Jesus with all our heart, with everything that is within us. Say, God, I'm going to follow. follow you. Whatever it costs, I will follow you. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And as I've been on deputation, I've noticed churches are saying, we need to wake up. And people are waking up. Hallelujah. Saints are waking up. Pastors are waking up saying, you know what? We're not just going to be here just to be here. But we're going to follow Jesus with all our heart. We're going to come here and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to have church like never before. We're going to sing and shout. We're going to magnify Him. Oh, I don't care what time we get out. As long as I have the time to magnify Him, I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. Let me tell you, if we start following Jesus, hallelujah, God is going to be in it. Can you say amen? Jesus is going to help us out. Our God is going to be there every step of the way. Yes, our cross will be heavy once in a while. Yes, we have problems. Yes, we have difficulty. Yes, there's situations. And our cross gets heavy and gets heavy and gets heavy. But you know what? You just gotta keep on saying, I'm gonna keep on going forth. I'm gonna keep on moving on. I'm gonna keep on moving on. Oh, hallelujah. God is here to help us. And sometimes you might say, well, I wanna be a missionary. I wanna be like Brother Lonnie. Well, you don't know what cross I'm carrying every day. There's a story that I read, an illustration, and I'm ready to finish, about this man that hardly could carry the cross anymore. The cross got so heavy, and I like to use this. I do it mostly for the Spanish people, and because sometimes they think they have more problems than anybody else. And we all got problems. I don't know about you, but I got a couple hundred of them. And I'm willing to give it out to if anybody wants them. They're free of charge. And this man, his dream, he started having a dream because he just said, you know what, Lord, I cannot carry my cross anymore. And he started dreaming about that. And he came to a room and the Lord opened up this door and said, what can I do for you? And he said, oh, Lord Jesus, I need your help. I just cannot take this cross anymore. Can you just give me a new cross or something a little bit lighter? And the Lord said, well, come on in. There's a plenty of room full of crosses. He goes, oh, I'm excited. And he came in and he found one that was really a skinny stick. And he started looking it up and it was so tall. He had a small one. You know, kind of a big, you know, wooden cross. But he looked at this one. It was so skinny, a little stick. But he started picking it up, and he just couldn't keep the balance with it. And he said, no, this is, you know, might look light and doesn't feel, but I cannot keep the balance. So he kept on going to different crosses, and he found one smaller than his, but it weighed humongously too much for him. And he's like, oh, I cannot. My cross is heavy, but this one is super heavy. And he kept going around the room, and he put his cross on the side, and he finally came back to a cross, and he picked that up, and he said, you know what? This is the cross, Lord. This is the one I really want. And the Lord looked at him and said, well, son, that was the same cross you just brought in and put it on the side of the door. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how heavy you think it is. Just keep on following Jesus. Keep on moving on. Keep on pressing on, because there's going to be a revival in this land. God is going to do great things. Oh, the only thing God is asking us is to follow Him. Follow Him. Follow Him. Follow Him right now. Oh, hallelujah. If you start following Him, God is going to bring a revival. I want you to stand right now. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sometimes it gets heavy, but I've decided in my mind is to follow Jesus. Yeah, sometimes I do get discouraged, and sometimes I sit in my car wondering, what's the next step? What am I going to do? But God is saying, keep on following me. Keep on following me. There's going to be a greater revival in Venezuela. There's going to be a greater revival in Madison, Wisconsin. There's going to be a revival in all America. I don't know when exactly, but revival is happening right now. Hallelujah. Because you're decided to follow Jesus. And if you have different situations in your life right now, and you might be heading in to a situation that you don't know what to do, I'm asking you, follow Jesus. Keep on following Jesus right now. I'm going to make an altar call. If some of you have been discouraged this week, or something has happened in your job, or something has just taken over your life, I'm asking you to come to an altar saying, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to keep keep on pressing on. I don't know everything that's going to happen, but I'm going to believe in you. If you have not repented of your sins, I'm asking you to follow Jesus today and commit to an altar saying, God, forgive me of my sin. I need you in my life. I need you right now. And God will forgive you. God will pick you up. God will take a hold of you right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus.